This second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University, and as promised, Mr. Jim Page, along with Artis the Spoon Man. Artis the Spoon Man, who's just like a big walking cafeteria. He's got all kinds of wooden spoons and metal spoons, and when he gets cooking, he just throws them over his shoulder and back into the box and grabs the next set. And I don't think he's doing as much performing. He's also a bit of a poet, Artis the Spoon Man. And I think he had a stroke a little while back. And he was on the Letterman show and everything. Artis the Spoon Man. Along with Mr. Jim Page, who is the man who set it up and worked with the Seattle City Council to make busking legal and non-licensed in Seattle. And now it's gotten so popular that they actually have to do some enforcement just so Jim Page can busk. And he's still doing it. He is the consummate social folk singer, and then occasionally he does something that's totally different. And he is the man. He's a poet and a songwriter, and kind of a older, more wisdom oriented folk kind of rapper. He'd go to Europe and he'd just sit on the street and make up rhymes, kind of like what the rappers do nowadays. And he can pull it off as well. Jim Page, what a songwriter! Here we go, Jim Page.
this isn't you. The stirs up the bliss in me, and the sisters could sing, I love missing you as much as I love kissing you, 'cause it reminds me of the bliss in you. Stirs up the sins in me.
Better watch out for the blues. Boy, all these groups with these pedal steel players. Pedal steel playing is not the easiest thing in the world. I mean, you have the dobro players and the slide stuff. But the new pedal steel guitars, of course, they have all these levers and pedals and things that make pedal steel what it is today. It's much different than what you saw in the old Hank Williams days when it was basically a slide with an amp. And now you have these devices that can mute the strings and flat the strings and bend the strings and still do the sliding and create more harmonies and all kinds of stuff. And a lot of these young bands have pedal steel players. And it's pretty neat if you like that kind of sound. And of course you see pedal steel, you see steel guitars even in Hawaiian music, not necessarily pedal steel, but steel guitar, steel strings that are tuned in certain manners. And of course in steel guitar playing, there are all kinds of tunings as well. We associate it with country music quite a bit, but there are steel guitar players who can do classical, who can do all kinds of things. There are whole steel guitar orchestras that do amazing things other than your standard C, G, and D country chords. So there you go. FY5, Watch Out for the Blues. Before that, actually, Artist the Spoon Man from this album of Jim Page and Artist the Spoon Man. I Love Missing You, and I was Artist. And Sarah Scott doing the backup vocals. This is Jim Page now, and Jim Page is who he is, and he nails it all the time. This is Columbus Jim Page.
I will not celebrate Columbus, I will turn the other way. No, I will not celebrate Columbus. There is no honor on that day. On that day when the brave sea captain, so they say, set out to prove that the world was round. Yeah, but really he was looking out for gold, and he would kill for it all for the sake of the European crown. And they found a gentle people on the shoreline, a gentle people, they could turn them into slaves. And they cut those people down just as fast as they could. They didn't even give them time to dig their own graves. And I will not celebrate Columbus, I will not give honor to his name. No, I will not celebrate Columbus. It is a day of infamy and shame. And the floodgates were opened and history rolled, and the numbers were uncountable, the numbers were extreme. And every dead one died for a hawksbill full of gold, forgotten in the margins of the American dream. And I know it was a long time ago, I know it's hard to remember, but it's harder still to forget. Living in the shadows of a Holocaust, maybe someday we'll organize and rise to be a threat. And I will not celebrate Columbus, I will not give honor to a killer and a thief. I will not celebrate Columbus, I will not bow down to absurdity's belief. There's a statue out by City Hall, a soldier with his uniform, his helmet and his gun, Shivington's army at Sand Creek. Women and children, what have they done? They have paved their paradise with money and blood. They have built their greatness on the backs of the dead. And when they stand before the gates of their arrival, they will stand with a price on their head. And I will not celebrate Columbus, I will see him unmasked before the naked light. And I will not celebrate Columbus, I will not celebrate until we make it right. Let's take this upside down world and turn it over. Let's make sense of this senselessness. Let's build a house that we can all live in together. Let's clean up this mess. No, I will not celebrate Columbus, I will not celebrate Columbus. No, I will not celebrate Columbus. Columbus. Sometimes I wonder when I'm all a sea and my imagination gets the best of me. I'm feeling disconnected. I'm looking for a light. Oh, and I'm afraid to ask, but I wonder if I'm loving you. Everybody gets a weary, it's a weary day. Oh, and then the words we use aren't what we mean to say. Misunderstandings, well, they can play us so rough. Oh, and they times I gaze it, I wonder if my love is enough. Tell me if there's something you need. Tell me, so I won't be the last to know. Every silver lining has a demon seed. We gotta get out in the open, so we can let it go. Love to watch you sleeping when the night is so still. Oh, and silver moonlight comes into the windowsill. Tell me, is there room for me in your dreams tonight? Oh, and then tell me if I'm loving you right. Afraid to ask, but I wonder if I'm loving you.
Mr. Bill Evans. Mr. Bill Evans, and of course, he has this solo album. There's a lot of Beatle cuts on this album. We might play one of them. At least three Beatle songs on this album. Bill Evans, incredible banjo work. The Distance Between Two Points, Bill Evans. And Jim Page, one of his best love songs, I think, ever written. And, it's that... I wonder if I'm loving you right thing. And he does that so nicely when he does it in concert. Jim Page, the radical, the man who says it like it is in his mind, and he's oftentimes very, very right, hits the nail on the head. And at the same time, then he comes up with these wonderful, wonderful love songs. Jim Page, good friend. He was at Tumbleweed about 3 years back, and we did this rap back and forth on stage. I was the MC, and he was the one being introduced. And it was really, really fun to keep up with him. Jim Page. And the FYI from the album Meet the Moon, this Colorado band. Good stuff. And we just wound up with Bill Evans. And we're going to start the second hour with something. The Two High String Band. Yeah, that's what we're going to start out with. Or the second half of this hour. But we have to take a little bit of a break. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm Dan Marr with my thoughts not quite together. But... that's okay, because you've been there too. Alrighty, we're coming right back. You hang on now.
You know the voices.
Scott Simon.
Melissa Block.
Nina Totenberg.
Robert Siegel.
Tom Bonson.
Fiona Ritchie.
Mara Glass.
You know the shows.
Sunday Baroque.
This American Life.
All Things Considered. Morning Edition.
The Retro Cocktail Hour.
And you are making it all possible with your generous financial support of Northwest Public Radio. Thank you.
There's a slight chance of sprinkles this morning, and then it'll become windy with gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, that wind will move that cloud coverage out, and on the Palouse, you'll have a high of 68 and a low of 35, and in the Lewis Clark Valley, a high of 74 and a low of 46.
At the Broken Heart Ranch, always get work as a cow fool. There's feelings to wrangle, loose ends to untangle and tie. Sun up to sundown, riding herd on old memories. Sundown to sun up, just singing the bunkhouse blues. Yodeling. There's a lone bawling calf lost in a little rock canyon. He's got no companion. Lord, don't I know how he feels. Up there on the canyon rim, there blows a cold coyote wind, and the buzzard's grinning down at him. Well, I'm singing the bunkhouse blues. Yodeling. Picket line. This ain't no damn nursery rhyme. I'm talking the bunkhouse blues. Yodelay, 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 yodelay. Thank you.
Oh, the Too High String Band. I love this album. These guys are just so mellow. Pretty much everything they do is on the mellow side, the softer side. Just wonderful, simple guitar things in the keys of D and C. Nothing fancy. Just straight up, just as simple and as nice as you could be. And then they do some wonderful interplay between the mando and the guitar and the bass. The Too High String Band. We heard in so far as much in the Bunkhouse Blues and Thanks Norman. As in Norman Blake, probably. They do the Old Gray Mare on this album, Alabama Blues. Wonderful, wonderful little album. The Too High String Band. And we also heard more from Bill Evans. We heard A Hard Day's Night and You Gotta Hide Your Love Away. Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Kind of a medley thing going on there. The Beatles. We dissected it just a little bit. And yeah, good stuff. Good banjo stuff. Good guitar stuff. Just wonderful bands. And there's so many. Many, many bands out there now. It's not hard to make an album anymore. Not like it used to be. You can do it in your living room and buy yourself a pro edit type computer program. And you can make it all work. So you can do an album anywhere, anytime. You can just sit in your kitchen and hook it up to a computer and just sing your heart away and play your guitar and release it and make tons and tons and tons of money and go out and become a big star and get involved in all the things that big stars get involved in, negative and positive, and then write yourself a book. Maybe get yourself thrown in jail because being a big star, you got some temptation going on. Get out of jail, write yourself a book, make even more millions. So there you go. All from recording an album in your kitchen. That's all you got to do. Pretty cool, huh? Well, these folks didn't record. Our team never recorded an album in his kitchen. No. He did live stuff and he'd go in the studio, but he would sing just traditional, real deal folk songs. And we play an Art theme cut once a week, once a show, until we get to when he passed away a year later, which will be in May. Art theme. Here we go. Here's our Art theme track for this week. All righty.
Mary Wheeler in 1940 issued a book called Steamboatin' Days. Songs she'd collected up and down the Mississippi and Ohio rivers. Now, the area at southern part of Illinois where the Ohio and the Mississippi hit, down by Cairo, is known as Egypt. Is your lamps gone out? Is your lamps gone out? What you gonna do in Egypt when your lamp's gone out? Is your lamps gone out? Is your lamps gone out? What you gonna do in Egypt when your lamp's gone out? That's the chorus. Oh, the tallest tree in paradise. What you gonna do in Egypt when your lamp's gone out? Oh, the Christians, they call it the tree of life. What you gonna do in Egypt when your lamp's gone out? Is your lamp's gone out? Is your lamp's gone out? What you gonna do in Egypt when your lamp's gone out? Is your lamp's gone out? Is your lamp's gone out? What you gonna do in Egypt when your lamp's gone out? Come on, sister, follow me. What you gonna do in Egypt when your lamp's gone out? I will show you the man that set me free. What you gonna do in Egypt when your lamp's gone out? Is your lamp's gone out? Is your lamp's gone out? What you gonna do in Egypt when your lamp's gone out? Oh, what you gonna do in Egypt when your lamp's gone out? Religion was a thing that money could buy. Oh, what you gonna do in Egypt when your lamp's gone out? All the rich, they would live, and the poor would die. Oh, what you gonna do in Egypt when your lamp's gone out? Is your lamp's gone out? Is your lamp's gone out? Oh, what you gonna do in Egypt when your lamp's gone out? Is your lamp's gone out? Is your lamp's... Oh, what you gonna do in Egypt when your lamp's gone out? Jordan River is chilly and cold. What you gonna do in Egypt when your lamp's they gone out? Oh, it chills the body, but not the soul. Oh, what you gonna do in Egypt when your lamp's gone out? Is your lamp's gone out? Is your lamp's gone out? What you gonna do in Egypt when your lamp's gone out? Is your lamp's gone out? Is your lamp's gone out? What you gonna do in Egypt when your lamp's gone out? Thank you so much.
Oh, Mr. Art Theme, is your lamps gone out? Yes, indeed. Know so much about folk music and where to find, especially from the Midwest area, which, of course, where he was from. He was pretty much spent the bulk of his life in Illinois. Art theme. Ah, this is just, you know, I wish I had done this earlier. He's just one of, again, one of my heroes from the standpoint of just true roots folk, the standpoint of just bringing a guitar anywhere and singing songs and singing all the songs that you know. And he knew contemporary songs, he knew traditional songs, and he knew where the contemporary and the traditional combined. He could make all these bridges, these musical bridges work. And he had a light, light, light guitar touch on his D'Addario strings. Mr. Art Theme. Brian Gill edited an Art Theme kind of biographical songbook thing, and I think it's online. And I'll let you know where to find that. I think it's under just Brian Gill's website. But I'll do a little more research on that and see what I can do so you can take a look at Art Theme and his music and all this kind of thing. Oh, my gosh. It's so fun to play that. You know, we play all these folks that do all these acrobatic things, and they do big, huge walls of sound. And we love it. You know, the Run Rigs, the Great Big Seas, all those folks. And we play the 60s stuff, and we play the David Grisman things. And then all of a sudden, you just go back and hear a simple, simple song with a simple chorus like Art Theme does. And you get it. You get the whole thing with folk music. Gun Jung Shin, doing the playlists. If you want to email me at D's and Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu. You can call me at 509-332-5047. We're going to be coming back for lots, lots, lots more stuff. You just hang on. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Oh, yes, indeed, we're coming back. Hang on. Yeah.